Well, today, not only is it very different from years ago, it's actually very different from just a couple of years ago. So everything is changing so rapidly. And the differences today are that it's largely driven by distributed content. So it would be, there's always exceptions, but quasi-impossible to start a website today. It's like, say, if somebody came here and said, I'm going to launch a magazine, I would laugh at them. or a cable channel for that matter.
Right.
So, great, you know, good luck.
Yeah.
So just in a matter of a few years, the main distribution comes from the social media sites with all the issues and controversies that we are learning about today. But, so that's one. Second thing is that in order to be successful in distributed content, you really have to master video. Video is tough, video is expensive. A lot of organizations just don't have that in their DNA, and they're right. having a hard time moving to video. Video is changing rapidly. So video, you know, some of our BuzzFeed, Dodo, now this, which is a leader in short form video news on the social media, you know, their formats keep changing depending on what they read in the data, right? So 15 seconds, 20 seconds, there's a huge difference between, you know, someone who will complete the viewing on a 20 second video as opposed to a 15 second video. Now, is it across the board or is it certain types of video? So you have to constantly read the data and then do more of the things that work, do less of the things that don't work. And then you have to have a big experimental program. So you have to try 2 minutes videos. You have to try mini series, and maybe every episode is 5 minutes. BuzzFeed is doing a morning TV show on Twitter that seems to be doing great. Mm-hmm. Whatever exists today is probably unlikely to survive tomorrow. So you constantly have to change, and that is not traditionally the way a media company thinks. A media company is essentially in the business of creating content, and the distribution in the old days until a few years ago was very stable, right? And now it's very unstable. Mm-hmm. And so the most successful companies are the ones that are adapting to those changes. And that's why we're well known for our media companies, because of the company, you know, Huffington Post, BuzzFeed, Mike, you know, Axios today, which is our latest, our newest, very successful media company,
right?
Which happens to publish in an old format, which is newsletters, electronic newsletters. So some of the old formats still work for certain applications. In this case, Axios specializes in first thing to know in the morning, you know, from the White House and tech and energy, whatever. The newsletter is the most efficient way to deliver that to your mailbox, and they call it smart brevity, you know, etc. But they also going to experiment with video. So we are very selective today, because it takes a special kind of founder in the media business to really embrace this constant change
right.
that's going on.